He laughs like a schoolboy. They fell silent as they approached the group of warriors coming back from their extermination raid. Most of the men were tall and muscled, with the faces of movie stars. The women were voluptuous, their curves emphasized by fancy armor, and looked like beauty queens, perhaps even better. There were no squiggles next to their names, which looked nothing like a worker's hodgepodge of syllables. Once they left the warriors behind them, Pup changed the subject. "Did you see how hot they are? That's the beauty of an expanded account. You can choose the character's appearance. Did you see small face icons next to some of their names?" "I didn't notice." "An icon like that means the character's appearance resembles that of its owner. But you see few enough of those. Everybody wants to look the best they can. An elderly lady of 70 or more IRL can be a 20-year-old beauty here that will take your breath away. I'm a bit weary of having affairs with those. You can call me picky." "Affairs?" "Sure. If it's by mutual consent and the accounts belong to adults, there's nothing stopping you. Cities even have brothels with special level zero players working there. They pay for a month of an extended account with the appearance choice option, create a hot-looking character, level up their vigor, and then revert to a work account, losing half the accumulated points. Then they're ready to start making their fortunes, doing all kinds of impotent old geezers who totally lose it when they find themselves in a young body. They're usually well-heeled, too." "You sound like you envy them." "I might, a bit, come to think of it," Pup chuckled. "It's not like swinging your pickaxe about in a damp mine. Much easier, and you can enjoy yourself while you're at it." "So why don't you create a female character?" "You cannot. Not even in 2D. The game won't let you. Accounts are linked to specific owners, and you can't launch the game without a bracelet. It's not like you can practice your Kama Sutra skills in 2D either. Mining is much easier in that respect. Anyway, I was just joking." "I have already leveled up my sense of humor a bit, so I guess I get it. Keep up the good work. I got the impression you believed me for a moment. Hey, Pup, there's another thing I wanted to ask you. It appears that you receive more experience for some rats and less for others. I figure it depends on the mob's level. What if you kill mobs whose level is much higher than yours?" "The mathematics is as follows. The lower a mob's level, the easier it is for you to kill it, but you receive less experience for such mobs. If a mob's level is lower than yours, you receive a whole lot less. You'll end up getting 1 point for each, which is the lowest it gets. There'll be penalties affecting the loot, too. You'll be getting virtually no pelts or fangs, and fewer items as well, many of which will be damaged. If you kill mobs of a level higher than yours, you receive more experience. The greater the level gap, the more you get. There'll be no penalties on the loot either, but it will be hard for you. In order to level up, your best bet is to focus on mobs of your own level or around there." Ross had a different opinion on this account, but he kept it to himself, asking another question. "How many levels can this gap between yourself and the mob you kill be? The absolute maximum?" "I've heard of 50 or even higher. That mostly applies to archers and mages who ambush their quarry from the top of a tree or a tall rock. Tricks like that are said to be rewarded by pretty decent achievements. Warriors and other melee fighters will find it to be a much tougher feat, but it isn't all that easy for the classes that deal ranged damage either. You can't kill a high-level mob quickly, so while you're nuking away, the mob will either get to you or realize that chasing you is futile and retreat beyond your weapon range, and then it will hang out near your tree waiting for you to come down." "How do they manage to kill them, then?" "You need proper weapons and equipment to max out your damage. That's expensive, very much so. Hundreds of thousands in gold, maybe up to 1 million. I don't think the Swords have any members with that kind of gear. Their clan is too noobish." "How do people even manage to come up with that kind of money?" The leadership of a large clan makes more money than top managers of multinational corporations. You can also reach some agreement based on payment in real money. It isn't forbidden. Tax inspectors go apeshit trying to trace transactions of that kind. No one else cares. But you need to have real money in order to be able to spend it on such equipment. Do you think there's a shortage of millionaires and billionaires? There are more buyers than sellers, even in cases of rare items, let alone epics. Will you stay here long, in this mine? My contract expires in 2 weeks. I won't extend it. I intend to leave at first opportunity. What's to stop them from making you stay and work? They take too big a cut from our profits anyway. If they lose all sense of measure, we shall flood every topic at the forum with true stories about their clan's practices. Also, once the bind point expires, I'll be able to kill myself and respawn at the altar of a temple in the nearest village. And I'd be able to tell enough sordid stuff about them within the game itself. I could go so far as to place articles about them in newspapers and ruin their reputation at the Miners Guild. Would that be worth their while? You can't hold us by force, so there's no point in getting burned needlessly. But why are you asking? Are you going to... Pup froze in the middle of the phrase and stood there for a while without moving. Ross thought the dwarf wasn't even breathing, but then he started to move again. Some IRL distraction? Nope. It's the damned lag. A royal pain in the rear in 2D and 3D. I froze up for 20 minutes or more the other day. The character just stood there, right next to a piece of ore that had almost been harvested, and someone pinched it from right under my nose. There were just a few taps left to go. I need to switch to partial immersion. How does that work? You get a helmet, bracelets, a belt, as well as all sorts of bangles and rings. The lag is much better there, and much less serious. You could also get a bunk with latches. It's cheaper than a capsule, and the body doesn't get as numb as it does in a helmet. However, that's more expensive, and I need to count every coin. I have a large family to feed. You shouldn't have chosen this mine. There's not much profit to be had here, as you probably understand. Well, Ross, you don't know everything yet. I won't be empty-handed once I leave. Also, for the likes of me, it's famine one day and a feast the next. Sorry, but my means of turning a profit are confidential. That's fine with me. We all have our secrets. I'll head back to the same gallery. I'm used to it, and it's also longer than the rest of them. You know where to find me, if anything. I'll try to get you some meat later today. Watch that no one makes a snack out of your own meat.
Chapter 14 Ross was holding two soul crystals in his hands. One contained a rat, and the other... the leprous. He was anxious to use the latter, but there were good reasons not to. After all, where would he get another chance to trap a summoned creature of this level? An attempt to conduct a summoning in the settlement had ended up in the rat dying from Greedy's boot. He had tried to leave one of his raised rodents in the tunnel overnight, but had found no one there in the morning without so much as an inkling as to what had happened. He suspected that the pet shouldn't spend too much time away from its owner. So he'd have to sleep in the mine in order to raise the leprous. He'd need food for that. To hell with the quota, Ross was sure he earned even less than Pup on his contract, so he'd hardly get rich with that kind of job. All he could do was spend a month to his own maximum advantage, try to level up his stats, stock up on valuable loot, and learn to become a better player. But before all that, he'd have to pay off his debt to Greedy and try to get something useful for his forthcoming underground dwelling from the dwarf. So the leprous could wait. Ross would spend the day accompanied by the rat and casting soul trap on its living kin. He might end up with a few more crystals. He kept coming across evidence of last night's extermination raid, shreds of leprous bodies and scorch marks on rocks. but these disappeared eventually. Apparently, the clan's warriors didn't make it that far. Ross killed the first rat he encountered, cutting off its plump hind legs and realizing with relief that it was nowhere as revolting as he had feared. Hygiene was much easier here than in the real world. Your body would get dirty from mine work, but pouring a pail of lukewarm water over it in the sauna made you as fresh and perky as if after a proper bath with soap and a sponge. Blood from the player's own wounds and their kills did not stain the clothes for long, disappearing without a trace within minutes. Only rags with durability close to zero got really dirty. In other words, there was no repulsive stench, and his hands didn't get dirty. In what Ross deemed a blessing, dismembering a carcass turned out to be much easier here. The next rat surprised Ross. Apart from the standard body parts, he also got a trophy. Bronze bracelet. That was it. No further information. Not so lucky this time after all. It was clear, even to a noob, that this bracelet had no value whatsoever. Smelting was the best you could do with it. Feeling somewhat disappointed after the elation of seeing an unusual object in the rat's inventory, he entered the nearest gallery and started walking along it absent-mindedly, examining the walls perfunctorily as he went by. It was becoming easy for him to find ore. He did it automatically, without having to peer endlessly at the wall like on his first day. Yet he did come across something he ended up examining attentively, having spotted the rocky surface with something upon it that didn't look like a regular copper vein. Worthless sandstone with quartz veins and a quartz geode. Chance of finding a quartz crystal, 68.19%. Chance of finding an additional quartz crystal, 9.11%. Chance of discovering an unexpected resource, 0.02%. Ross didn't know how valuable quartz was, but decided it would be stupid to pass it by. He took to his pickaxe, and the resource's hit point bar started to shrink much faster than in the case of copper. He finally tapped the rock for the final time, and his trophy fell out. Quartz crystal, cloudy, with cracks. Weight, 10.6 grams. He felt like visiting Pup again at once, but Ross told himself to chill. He'd have to work some more and fill his bag up with ore to take it to the cart later on. After that, he could try roasting the meat. He went to see the dwarf some 2 hours later, after killing three more rats and harvesting another similar quartz crystal, weighing a little less. The orcs at the furnace paid no attention to Ross. He still didn't understand why they didn't mingle with the dwarves, but they must have classified him as one of the latter, and now dutifully pretended he didn't exist. The two rat legs that he'd skewered on the branches taken from the scraggy bush growing near the slope of the crater were soon covered with a crust, and the smell of roast meat filled his nostrils.
"So, you're a hunter, are you?" he heard someone ask behind him.
He turned around and saw an orc, which surprised him quite a bit. He was the first of the local greenskins to address him of his own volition. "Yup. I really want to level up my stats as soon as I can."
"What's your race? I've never seen the likes of you before."
"It's pretty rare. I got it randomly at the race selection screen."
"Are you related to the dwarves?"
"Not that I know of. Is there a war between your two races or something?"
"Not a war. It's just that the miners have this custom that orcs and dwarves keep to themselves. It's a tradition. I don't know why it exists."
"Dwarves are more inclined to talk to me than your kin."
"You just haven't met a nice guy like me."
The orc flashed a scary, fanged smile.
"Got any more meat?"
"8 legs."
"Look, I'm leveling up my cooking skill. How about I roast them for you? They'll be finger-licking good. You don't use any marinades or spices, so yours won't taste quite as good as mine."
"How do you level up cooking?"
Cooking is an auxiliary skill. You level up when you cook food successfully. So, do we have a deal? We'll both profit from it.
Ross didn't take long to decide. On the one hand, it would be nice to unlock his cooking skill on his own. On the other hand, he could do it later, and he didn't really feel like wasting time mucking about with rat meat. It made sense to trust it to a specialist and get on friendly terms with him as well.
What's your name, Greenskin? Shoto. Or you can try using the name you see over my head, but let me warn you. Everyone who's tried it so far had to be treated for a tongue sprain.
Right on. I have the same problem. You can call me Ross. Here's the meat. I can bring you some on a daily basis, and there's a lot more where this came from.
You serious?
2 dozen hind legs are totally doable.
Get me the carcasses. I'll butcher them myself.
I won't lift more than one. I'm weak, and they're huge. So legs are what you'll be getting for the most part. I won't be able to eat that much myself, so I can either leave them or get them for you. But you should think of a way to compensate me for it.
You know rat meat isn't worth much.
It's worth something, and I'm not exactly demanding its weight in gold. Just think about it.
We'll work something out. Just get me enough meat. I need a lot to level up.
When should I come back to get this batch?
Are you in a hurry?
Not particularly.
2 hours good enough?
Absolutely.
Okay, as long as you don't bother me any earlier.
Ross turned around and started toward the black maw of the mine tunnel. Pup fiddled with the crystal for a while and shook his head.
This quartz crystal is low quality. It's worth something, but it won't make you rich. You'll be lucky if you get a silver coin or two for all these crystals.
I see. Look, Pup, I had rats drop a bronze bracelet and a silver hairpin today.
Is the hairpin big?
Very little.
Sure, they're rats, after all.
What's wrong with rats?
They're small mobs. Critters drop items for a reason. It's presumed they ate a hero at some point, and something from the hero's inventory ended up in their stomachs. It isn't necessary for a mob to actually eat someone, but what kind of hero gets eaten by noob mobs like rats anyway? That's right, a noob of the same level. That's why they drop all kinds of cheap junk.
You said they can drop good stuff too, in theory.
Well, in theory, they can discover the body of a high-level hero and gobble it up with all the valuable little things they carry, but you don't see such bodies left and right. They usually fall to high-level monsters, and it's the bosses that you have to kill for their loot. You'll never receive any item drops from deer, Robux, and the like. They're vegetarian and don't eat any meat. That's one of the game's principles.
I've got some meat for you, Pup.
Wow! Well cooked. It even gives you a buff. Neat.
A buff?
Take a look yourself.
Roast rat meat with spices. Tender, very nutritious, with a pleasant taste. Effects. Restores 30 vigor over 1 minute. Restores 20 HP over 1 minute. Raises your strength by 1 for an hour. To experience the full set of effects, do not consume more often than once an hour.
Neat is the word. How did you manage to cook this?
Wasn't me. Some orc at the furnace saw me cook the meat and offered his help. Not quite help. He's trying to level up his cooking skill. But it suits me just fine. I don't have to waste my time cooking. It's not that easy to cook meat this good, I assume.
Your cooking skill has to be 2 or higher. I don't know for sure, never tried it myself, but with your 0-level culinary skills, you won't manage cooking anything remotely as good as this, so it's a great arrangement.
There's another thing I wanted to ask. It's my 5th day in the mine, but today was the first time I saw quartz crystals. 3 times, no less. Also, I have killed a bunch of rats before, but they only dropped a single ring once, whereas today I got a copper bracelet and a silver hairpin.
Is the bracelet enchanted?
No, just a regular bracelet. Am I just lucky today, or is there something I'm missing?
Well... It could be luck, but are you sure nothing unusual happened to you yesterday? Some non-primary stat raised, perhaps?
Ross decided not to spill all the beans at once and divulged only a part of the truth. Actually, I had my luck raised by 2 yesterday. Could that be the reason I've been so lucky? How exactly did you manage to raise it by 2? Sorry, pup. You have your own secrets, and I have mine. Not a problem. Was anything else raised? Nothing special, only strength, intellect, and mining and quarrying. How the hell did you manage to level up intellect? Look, pup, I know, it's a secret. Must be some skill of yours. Keep working on it. Everything that can be leveled up should be. The more different stats your character has, the more valuable you become. So what do you say about today's luck? What's your mining and quarrying at? 2 points. Intellect? 3. Perception? 2. Arcane knowledge? 1. 2 points of luck? Nope. 4. I say, pup made a surprised face. What about the essence of things and reason? 1 and 2, respectively. Well, let me tell you something, Ross. You're the weirdest noob I've ever seen. That sounds almost like a compliment. It sure is. I've been suspecting something since you started killing rats on your first day. It's not so hard for us workers, but we need to level up our stats a bit before we can do it. And you were a big fat 0. Either you have skills, IRL, which can also come in handy here, or perhaps your skills are combined with the right kind of stats. The latter is more likely to be true. Mining is hard enough for you, but you manage hunting perfectly well. Could you please explain? I didn't understand anything. Crystal is easy to explain. With your luck and perception, it's much easier for you to spot a cluster of gems than it is for me. The only way for me to notice it is to have it under my very nose, and I have to know where they can be found the most frequently. For example, the intersection of veins, or the spots where they expand or merge with other minerals, or in areas where there are many cavities in the rock. And you can spot them just as you pass by. Also, your arcane knowledge, reason, and essence of things all have non-zero values. Their influence isn't that big, but they still have their effect. Intellect must give a good bonus to perception, arcane knowledge, and reason. Probably the essence of things as well. Absolutely every stat is part of a system that remains a great mystery to this day. Every change will affect something somehow. A character isn't just a set of digits. All those digits form a system. Everything affects everything and is affected by everything, so it's best to level up everything you can. Your mining and quarrying and intellect have grown, and you can now spot gems. Once you level up some other stat, you'll gain some other skill. I don't see any such relations mentioned in the stat descriptions, and you won't. They're very brief, and they can contain errors, too. I'm telling you, no one has full knowledge of the subject, and that's what's cool about the game. Okay, quartz, I understand. But what about the items dropped by rats? That's easy. The higher your luck, the higher your chances of scoring extra loot. Intellect, reason, and the essence of things boost it rather nicely, too. You've raised your luck by 2, and your intellect by 1, and now you can see the results. The results aren't much to boast about so far. Well, you won't be getting junk all the time. You'll get a good haul soon enough. I'm actually a bit envious. It's excruciatingly hard to level up luck. Even 4 points are deemed a good result. Some reach their 100th level with their luck at 3 or less. It's easier to raise it by using the undistributed points you get every 10 levels. What exactly makes you envious? The fact that you didn't bungle your stats like I did? Nah, I just said that without thinking. We are simple miners, and ore is the main thing we care for. That's why we dump all our secondary points into carrying capacity and speed. That way we can fit more into our bags and get to the cart and back quicker. I would have probably done the same if I knew stat redistribution was so hard. I had assumed I'd be able to rearrange them optimally later on. That's pretty typical of total noobs. Don't take it the wrong way. Oh, I'm used to it now.
Time to get to work. How much do I owe you?
Nothing. I'm the one who owes you for the knife.
Oh, come on. It costs a few pennies at best. But I have a strength buff, courtesy of you now. The exchange is unequal.
How about I keep asking you questions?
Oh, no. The dwarf feigned terror at the suggestion. I'd rather pay in gold. If a noob of your caliber is given free rein, I'll spend days answering your questions.
Chapter 15. You hit the mine rat for 9 damage. The mine rat hits you for 5 damage. You kill the mine rat. XP received 12. Points left until the next level, unknown. Ross took a breath and winced at the pain from the bite in his leg. The beast was pretty big, and the victory wasn't quite flawless. He healed his summoned rat, then proceeded to scold it. Had you grabbed it by the paw, it wouldn't have turned around to face me. I lost half my HP because of you, dummy.
Actually, Ross had slipped when the mob attacked, exposing himself to the damage, but it always felt nice being able to blame others for your blunders, especially when the someone in question couldn't so much as glare at you in response, but simply kept staring into nothingness with dull eyes reflecting nothing. Anyway, self-pity was pointless, and the pain wasn't even that bad. His trousers, however, were losing more and more of their durability, though his stamina grew each time he sustained damage and restored his HP subsequently. Ross had already managed to raise it by 1, adding 9 HP points. He would be a little harder to kill now. It was his 6th day underground. Well, actually, he had spent some of his time above ground. Each night he would emerge into the crater and climb into a grotto found in the slope. It was chilly, but bearable. He could, of course, come all the way up into the settlement. 10 extra minutes of walking weren't that critical, but for him it was a matter of principle to make some serious headway before seeing Greedy again. So far, however, nothing really qualified as serious headway. His average daily copper ore production didn't exceed 130 lumps. He could probably harvest 150 or more by now, but he'd have to stop hunting to accomplish that. And it was hunting that he had the highest hopes for. He knew that loot from rats was cheap, but it didn't weigh much either, nor was it bulky. He had hundreds of fangs already, and they all fit into a single slot of his bag perfectly well. He'd reach the town with substantially higher stats once his contract expired. He could sell his hoard of prizes there and try to invest the profits into items that raised stats. Then he could start looking for a decent clan offering better employment terms, or he could arrange it with his attorney to purchase an expanded account for a month, level up to 10 or more, and then resume work. The rat was not of the usual sort. It had something uncommon among the standard loot. Silver bell with a bronze chain, an amusing trinket traditionally given by the men of the Western Plains to pretty girls as a token of admiration. Ross had serious doubts that a pretty girl's heart would melt at the sight of a creature like a roc, even if he gave her a ton of such trinkets. But he picked up the trophy anyway. Silver was worth money, as well as bronze. He heard a suspicious noise behind him. Ross jumped away from the rat carcass, turning around and raising his pickaxe overhead, ready to strike. The time spent underground had been of some use. He had died more times than he could count on his first day, like the worst kind of noob. Over the last few days, however, no rat had gotten through to him. He wouldn't wait for the tougher monsters to appear, retreating before they crawled out and working on his cooking skill, which he'd eventually leveled to 1 after wasting a whole lot of meat, much to the chagrin of the orc.
Shoto, you almost gave me a heart attack. What are you doing here?
What else could I be doing here, other than waiting for you? Replied the orc. Sorry, didn't mean to startle you. I'm leveling up my sneak
skill, so it's become a habit of mine to move without a sound.
Why did you want to find me? The green skin didn't answer. He got closer, taking a seat next to the zombie rat, and shook his head.
So you're a necromancer. That explains it.
Explains what?
I was just wondering how a level zero noob manages to kill so many rats. I'll be up to my ears in meat soon enough, thanks to your efforts, so that's the answer. Your familiar is helping you.
Familiar?
A pet. A creature you can ride, or one that fights for you, is called a familiar, or just a pet. You're a total noob, evidently.
Worse than total, as a matter of fact.
This is the first time I'm seeing a worker with the skills of a necro.
They don't help my work much.
I hear you. As for me, I don't care who helps you hunt. Some NPCs get their panties in a bunch when they see animated corpses, so you should stay away from them if your pets are around, but players don't care. So yeah, the reason I wanted to find you, the meat we supply, is becoming popular. Every batch I cook is gone in an instant, and there are more and more potential customers every day. I keep the prices low, and no one here has much money anyway, but a bonus to strength is useful to everyone. Besides, the meat boosts your vigor real nice, too. Once I raise my cooking skill a bit, the bonuses will be even bigger. So, we have discussed it with the guys, and here's the offer. Why don't you stop bothering with the ore? The miners will give you 200 lumps per day in exchange for meat. And the coins, of course.
I need to level up mining and quarrying, too.
A dwarf I know told me you're also good at finding gems. Just focus on killing rats and look for gems in the meantime. A cluster of quartz crystals will give you as much XP as 20 lumps of ore, maybe more. So it will serve your purpose better if you want to level up.
In that case, the offer is indeed of some merit. But how much money will it earn me?
Well, you do understand I'll have to take care of the sales, and someone has to spend time cooking the stuff. There's no reason for me to rip you off, so how about we make it 200 lumps of ore and a silver coin in its copper equivalent? Deal?
10 silver coins and in proper silver coinage.
Whoa, man, that's a lot. I won't even try to bargain with you. You charge too much.
How many miners are there in the mine?
A little under 300 dwarves with pickaxes, around 2 dozen mules, and around 20 working the furnaces. But the dwarves are the only regular customers. The rest want something nicer for their palates.
And all the dwarves like your meat?
Who wouldn't? It's cheap, it's tasty, and it's good for you.
How much do you charge for a single piece?
2 coppers a portion.
So around 15 coppers from a single worker daily at least, right?
Yeah, around that much.
A copper is what is known as an imperial bronze cent, right?
Yup.
Inasmuch as I understand, a silver coin is an imperial silver doubloon. It is worth 100 cents.
You're absolutely right.
So we have 4,500 cents per day, potentially, right?
Minus your ore. That will eat up about 1/2.
Okay. Let's say we're left with 2,000. That's 20 silver pieces. I take half, the rest is yours. You might manage to make more, but that's up to you. Just don't get cheeky. I end up doing all the dangerous work, hunting bloodthirsty monsters, while you stay near the warm furnace and level up your favorite cooking skill. Admit it, what I'm offering is fair.
It would be if I were selling meat to all the dwarves in the mine, but the fact is only around half of the miners are buying on a regular basis.
Okay, so you can pay me 5 silver pieces, for now.
But you don't even bring me enough meat to feed that half.
I'll feed everyone, don't you worry.
How do you intend to do that?
That's my problem. All you need to do is find the time to cook and sell the stuff.
I will, rest assured. I desperately need to level up.
What about your furnace work?
The boys will cover for me if I save a few choice pieces for them.
Fine. Another question. Is it possible to load carts up with rat carcasses?
I can't see why not.
Could you manage to find a cart for me then?
You won't be able to roll it back. You don't have a mule's stats, after all. You'll exhaust your vigor a dozen times before you reach the exit.
Okay. Then how about you get it as far down the tunnel as you can and collect it by the evening? Will it be able to hold enough meat for the whole gang?
I don't think so.
Well, in that case, once at midday and once again in the evening.
No problem. Make sure you keep track of the time, though.
I will. There seems to be a chronometer in my head.
That's a useful quality. So, when do I pay you 5 silver pieces?
Starting tomorrow. Today you can have as much fun as your conscience will allow.
I do have a conscience. I also remember our first conversation, and I think I may have something nice for you in return. Take a look at this.
The orc produced a bag. Simple miner's bag, 40 slots, weight reduced by 1.0, weight 0.56 kilograms, durability 21 out of 35, bonus, well protected from rock hits, requirements none.
This is for you. The one you have now is just completely noobish. This one's not in tip-top shape, but it should serve you for a couple of months.
Thanks.
Here's something else. It will be easier to dress the carcasses with a better knife.
Short-bladed steel hunting knife. Versatile tool and a bladed weapon. Damage 2-3. Requirements none. Weight 0.21 kilograms. Durability 19 out of 20.
The knife is crap, of course, but it's still better than the one you have. I'll also get you a whetstone. Forgot all about that. You can use it to sharpen the blade in the evening. It makes your blacksmithing stat grow, albeit very slowly. Still, though, growth is growth. Also, it said it's most effective when your weapon is in truly bad shape.
Thanks again, really. But tell me, is there any chance of finding a weapon I could use? I'm tired of the pickaxe. It's barely serviceable.
I don't think so. A more advanced pickaxe is the best you could hope for, but it will cost you around 30 silver pieces, and it won't be in top condition.
Get one for me. I'll get the money.
Sure. I'll talk to the guys, the ones whose contracts are about to expire. They won't have much use for a pickaxe in the city, and finding another one is easy enough. Is that it, then, or do you need anything else?
I don't suppose you'll manage to get me some armor, so that's it. Oh, wait a second. Do you think I could make a bunk of some sort to stay in the mine overnight? It gets chilly here.
The mobs will gobble you up.
I'll come to some arrangement with them.
An arrangement?
I'll be very persuasive when I ask them to leave me alone.
Ha! I'd like to see that conversation. I could get you some canvas from the furnaces in a cart so that Greedy wouldn't notice. And I can probably find a patched-up cloak for a blanket. Would that do?
Well, sure, if silk sheets are a non-option.
All right. I'll head back then.
Sure thing.
Can I take this rat with me?
Sure. Ross watched the orc leave, pondering. The news was extremely promising. This new arrangement would resolve a number of issues. He'd be able to level up his stats, paying almost no mind to mining, and he could still grow his mining and quarrying. He would also earn a little money and stock up on trophies. The downside was that he couldn't afford to disappoint Shoto. Having assured the orc that he would supply him with enough meat, he'd have to find a way to make good on his promise, especially given that it was in his own interest to kill as many mobs as possible. He could raise the Leprous, of course. With a pet like that, he could dispatch rats by the dozen. He didn't know how a high-level pet would affect the loot, but the meat wouldn't go anywhere. On the other hand, he risked losing the pet if he ventured too close to the settlement. Spending his nights in the crater, the way he'd been doing lately, was also out of the question. The Leprous would get noticed sooner or later, and the consequences were too unpredictable. Ross remembered how Greedy had reacted to his first rat well enough. He also didn't want to advertise his abilities, which were unusual for a worker. The race he had chosen was turning out to have its surprises. The skills it afforded were useless for a worker, but priceless for a hunter. It was too soon to tell whether or not he had made the right choice, but there was little reason to complain so far. Even with his noobish stat distribution, he had already managed to achieve something. Ross realized that his knowledge of this world was too limited to afford drawing extra attention. Shoto alone would be enough, and the orc would probably keep his mouth shut. There was no point for him to divulge the details. Their deal was too good to risk it. Ross had good reason to ask the orc's help with furnishing an underground lair. Once the Leprous was summoned, he'd stay underground for a very long time. However, he'd have to go up for a visit to the settlement first. It wouldn't be proper to leave behind unfinished business. Greedy was sitting in his usual spot and greeted the approaching Ross in his usual mocking tone.
"I don't believe it. You have decided to come up on your own for a change, although I haven't seen you respawn in a while. What were you up to if you weren't getting killed every hour?"
"I was out whoring."
"Oh, I see. Young blood and all that. Seeing as how we have a whopping zero women, it must have been quite a binge. Didn't sprain your wrist from all that lovemaking, did you?"
"I swap hands. 1 hour with the right, another with the left, no blisters, and I don't get tired."
"How clever. Who could have thought you could learn something useful from a noob?"
"I came here for a reason. I still owe you those pelts, so here they are."
"Pelts are nice. Hand them over. Now, if you could only start fulfilling your quota, that would indeed be priceless."
"I'll try starting tomorrow."
"Try. Try hard. Your superiors will appreciate it for sure. Also, don't mind what I said about the food. Eat whatever you can find inside the pot. Virtually no one eats that gunk anyway. The clan members who level up their cooking skill dump their first experiments in the mess hall, and it's such lovely fare that the smell alone can kill flies. Even shit would taste better. So help yourself. I'm in a generous mood today."
"So, how about that weapon?"
"How about that quota?"
20 quartz crystals for you to forget today's quota."
"Let me take a look. Well, well. Think you've found some diamonds, have you? This is nearly worthless."
"Well, the kind of weapon I'd need shouldn't be that great a treasure either.
Didn't I tell you there's nothing that fits the likes of you?"
Ross emptied his bag of the loot collected from the rats. Hairpins, worthless rings and bracelets, a mirror, and even a fork with broken prongs. The lot cost next to nothing, but took up a lot of space. Every item took up a separate slot, regardless of its size. It just wasn't worth the space it occupied, even given the capacity of his new bag.
"This is junk, of course, but smiths might find it useful. The amount of silver alone should be equivalent to 3 or 4 coins. So, how about that weapon?"
"You're a hard-headed one, aren't you? Look here, noobster. There's no good stuff that fits level zero players. All they get are tools, and crappy ones at that. If you want to be able to equip something better, you'll have to remove your lock and level up."
"I'm level 1, actually."
"All level zero players have a virtual first level, so that they wouldn't get the monster scourge achievement once they kill a mob. Our AIs may also fail to compute it."
"What's that?" asked Ross, feigning ignorance.
"That's an achievement you earn when you kill a mob 10 times your level by yourself, without anybody's help. Only level 1 ranged classes can manage it. For example, they can take a noob bow, enchanted to the max, apply whatever runes they can find, equip items with bonuses, get buffed by high-level buffers, eat expensive food, grab a bunch of high-level elixirs, and kill a level 10 or level 11 mob from a safe distance. You get a considerable bonus for such a victory. But even if you invest tons of money into the game, it would still take you days of hard labor and quite a few deaths before you get that first achievement. The next one is rewarded even better, but you might as well forget about it. The condition is not only that the level has to be 10 times higher than yours, but also no less than 25 levels higher. That's a level 25 mob if you're a level 0 player. Even if you have decent gear, that's a real tough thing to do. You might get lucky, but it will take weeks or even months. But how many players with that kind of money would want to spend that much time at level 0? There are plenty of other achievements that can be earned much more easily if you're not completely broke. A level 25 mob might be noobish, but it's not dumb. And even if you find a dumb one, you can't kill any more. They won't count another critter of the same species, so you'll have to find another. You could try the ones that are 30 levels higher than you. That will count no matter how many you kill. But even with the best kind of gear, something like that is incredibly hard for a zero. I may be getting the numbers wrong a bit, but not by much. Once your lock is removed, you can forget about such achievements. They cannot be earned. Your levels grow too fast as you complete the tasks, and you cannot reset them back to 1. You only start losing XP and levels after death once you're level 10. There are no further locks up to level 10 either, and once you get there, you'd need to start killing mobs with a level of around 100. None of those are dumb enough to just stand there while you blast away at it for hours. They will either find a way to get to you or run away. Take your beloved rats, for instance. You kill a rat that's level 1 while you're level 0. If I remember my math correctly, you cannot even divide 1 by the other, so you have a virtual level 1 for such calculations. The achievement database doesn't suffer any unduly strain, and you don't have to overload the AIs, lest they might get overheated with that kind of algebra.
Ross digested the information, then showed his arm, rolling up his sleeve. I have a bracelet that gives an extra point to the general level, so I should be able to use level 1 weapons without any penalties. He had the rats to thank for it, having found the bauble in their disguised nest at the end of a gallery. Apart from the bracelet with the level bonus, Ross also had a ring that gave an extra point of vigor, and an amulet providing an extra point of intellect on his neck.
"Why didn't you tell me before?" asked Greedy gruffly.
"Guess I forgot."
"Well, since you forgot, I'll take all your junk. Maybe some of it will raise some stat by a point, and you'll be of some use at last."
"And what do I get in return?"
"Wait here. I'll bring something over in a second."
The dwarf entered the building used as a warehouse for work clothes. He returned a few minutes later and gave Ross a pole, slightly longer than his height, and with a long spearhead.
"A spear? An orcish short pike. You can use it for stabbing, cutting, and even throwing if you have to."
"I could do with something better.
Would you like a legendary weapon instead?"
"That would be nice."
"Sure thing. I'll do it in a jiffy. Only I gotta wait for hell to freeze over first."
"I'm not so good with pikes."
"Well, we have no need for noob daggers or axes. These pikes can be used like javelins, which is why we have a few. They deal good damage to smaller mobs, and they're easy to throw. We use it to kill rats when they start pestering miners, to control the rodent population, as it were."
Ross got the impression that the dwarf was telling the truth, and he reached for the weapon.
"Okay, gimme."
Steel-bladed orcish short pike, bladed weapon used for cutting and stabbing, can be used both as a melee and a ranged weapon, damage 5-7, requirements level 1, 10 strength, weight 2.42 kilograms, durability 37 out of 60.
Just stab the rat and hold on to the pike. Make sure the beast cannot reach you while you twist the pike to wrap its entrails around it. That deals extra damage.
Thanks for instructing me. It feels so light, though. I hope it doesn't break when I sneeze.
You'll break first. It's got a decent shaft, not iron-sided or anything, but the best you can find for this level. Rats are okay, but I wouldn't recommend tackling an elite Leprous with it.
Greedy appeared to have made a joke, but it didn't cause him much mirth. Instead, he instantly became rather grumpy, apparently having recollected something unpleasant.
Now scram. You keep promising, but I haven't seen one full quota from you yet. If hunting rats is your things, you could have stayed in the city. There are plenty of them in the sewers.
I might just do that. Right on. It's really time for me to get going.
Just beat it already.
Ross was very thankful for certain features of his character's digestive system. The creature that emerged from the dissolving cloud of dust and darkness looked so repugnant that soiling one's pants would seem like a perfectly natural reaction. Resurrected Wild Leprous, a creature summoned from the realm of darkness, level 126, skills, stun, strangle, panic, stats, defense 224, attack 249. Last of the Rooks, you have summoned a creature whose level exceeds yours by over 100. No one in Second World has managed to achieve anything like it before. You receive a commendation from the higher powers. Your skills now restore 15% more HP of your summoned creature's base value. Ross tested the controls and realized the Leprous was as easy to control as the rats. He chuckled.
How about it, bud? Shall we go and do some killing?
The Leprous raised his eyes. There was nothing of the dull regard of zombie rats about them. The whites were covered in bloody blotches, and the pupils shone menacingly, hungry for death. And the hunger appeared insatiable. Chapter 16.
"Strangle him! Stop, you brainless brute!"
The Leprous froze, but it was already too late. His taloned paw had dealt a mighty blow to another rat, squashing it completely. Collecting any meat was impossible. The corpse was a bloody pulp mixed with hair. The order had come too late. Ross had been disheartened at first by the mess his pet was making and had assumed he'd never see any loot if something didn't change. And then he experimented a little, having recollected the pet's skills, and learned that he could order the Leprous to strangle the enemy. Things instantly started to look more promising as he was getting virtually undamaged carcasses. That was when he started to collect serious loot. The pelts, claws, fangs, skulls, and tails took up around a quarter of his bag, even though one slot could hold between 100 and a few thousand similar items, depending on their type. He would discard the extra items dropped by rats due to lack of space, keeping only some of the jewelry, either for sale or for his own use. He could now raise his strength by 11, if he so wished, with 8 rings, 2 bracelets, and an amulet capable of raising it. However, he had come to prefer wearing jewelry that gave a bonus to stamina, in case of a sudden attack by a high-level creature. Although the Leprous stood guard while he slept at night, anything could happen, and if anything did happen, he'd need to be able to survive a hit or two. There were no penalties for the level of the Leprous as he had feared. Only the player's level mattered in battle, and not that of his summoned pet. So, he was still getting experience as before, as well as substantial amounts of loot, provided the Leprous kept his talons to himself. It was the fourth day that Ross kept combing through one gallery after another, reaching the end in every case and leaving no creature alive in his wake.
He kept moving farther and farther away from the mine exit. Oddly enough, he didn't encounter a single high-level creature so far. Had they gotten so frightened after the recent extermination campaign, or were they afraid of something else? The monstrous Leprous? That was possible. Only the rats were probably stupid enough not to get out of the monster's way in time. He should probably level up his disguise stat. It was supposed to help in such cases, as well as his hunting skill, though that was being taken care of, as his stat was already at 3. Another auxiliary skill became unlocked, skinning. Ross had also managed to level up his summoning to 4, and intellect to 3, ditto mining and quarrying. He had completed the Rat Scourge achievement, receiving 5 extra HPs as a reward, and unlocking a new achievement, Rat Terror. He now needed to slay 5,000 rodents for the next time, which would net another random prize. He suspected it wouldn't take too long as the mine didn't run out of rats. Apart from rodent genocide, there was little other progress. All the dirty work was done by the Leprous, so it was mostly his summoning that kept growing, and very slowly at that, due to the penalties. Most of the mobs were around level 2, while his summoning was already at 4. It grew at a more or less decent rate only when he killed large rats, but he wasn't seeing all that many of them. His intellect had stopped growing too, not that it had been growing all that rapidly before. He'd have to heal the Leprous in battle to level up, but how does one heal a pet that takes no damage? The poor rats would get snuffed before they could so much as squeak. Thus, he had to cast Soul Trap for intellect to grow, regardless of high mana expense. Not the most necessary stat for a worker, but Ross was already convinced he could make a decent living even without swinging his pickaxe ever again. All the miners became devout consumers of the meat as prepared by the enterprising Shoto. Just 2 days later, he had informed Ross that their initial projections of 10 silver pieces were now a reality. He hadn't managed to find a decent pickaxe yet, but he was still looking, or rather, trying to convince 2 prospective candidates to part with their tools. But all that was less urgent to Ross now. Even the pike was only getting the occasional use. All his interactions with the rats were now essentially limited to the following. He would step forward and cast Soul Trap at another victim, letting it bite his ankle. The Leprous would get alarmed by the attack on its owner and proceed to make quick work of the attacker. This was Ross's way of leveling up his stamina, as you could never have too many hit points. Ross was getting bored. Same old rats, tedious quartz geodes, skinning, chunks of meat, and a constant overload. He wished for something more than just raising butchery, the recently opened auxiliary stat. No one must have been here before him, at least not since the mine had been dug, although perhaps no humans were present physically even then, seeing as magic was involved. Ross must have walked at least a mile, counting from the spot where Shoto left the cart. He'd gone past a few dozen galleries without checking them. He didn't know how far his spirit of adventure would take him, but suddenly he noticed an uneven opening in one of the walls, with a cave of as uneven a shape behind it. Nothing about it looked man-made. There were huge stone stalactites and stalagmites on the ceiling and the floor of the cave, without any even surfaces in sight. There were no grooves for cartwheels, and he could hear the murmur of a small creek somewhere near. But Ross didn't get much time to admire his discovery properly. A shadow flashed amid the stalactites, aiming straight for him. He recoiled reflexively and jumped to the side while the attacker was met by the Leprous. The monster was sent flying and crashed into a wall, then started to stir, shaking its head in amazement as it tried to rise.
Cave, Tramas. Aggression, high. Sociality, none. Level, hidden. Skills, hidden. Stats, hidden. Ross had already learned that information on mobs of the same level as the player was displayed in white lettering. The lower the level of a monster as compared to the player's, the greener it became. The same was true for monsters of a higher level and red lettering. So even if a player couldn't see a mob's level, they could always have a rough idea